save her after a Gentile's life. Jesus Christ, you man only man, you. I was supposed to be a Jew. A Jew for whom Plath or Sexton drew notice. Could it be true? A perfectly kosher soul never knew to settle this settle or wear a burger sign to all legal affairs. Oy vey! The complication jumping into my already made bed so dented with women. With a Shabbos and Timis fit neatly between those sexual sheets of inclination, or instead cause a schism and smash my world like an ant crushed by the Great Eastern Wall. Oh, Linda Richman, tell me true. Could I still be verklempt like you and gasp for women? Or would the switch cost a bunch? Knock the wind from the fantasy sails of my canopy. Would I be unsmashable proton enough to embrace tradition but leave subordination? Pick out just enough indoctrination to keep a Shana Madela through. I travel here with pen alone to design my beshert. Her name of double N-E's rolls off my tongue like songs of a Hava bird. If I picked out a star, would a girl know Fiddler on the Roof like none other in its overview? I place the cynic women's noses on top of all existing lists. On the tippy top of guilt, I strain to pull my dear Anne Frank from her pleurisy grave to see the heated eyes of a drooling German girl offering shoes and a predilection for breasts. Anne Frank, she'd live in a shrine on my chest, a Gentile synagogue where more than rote prayers wake the dead. There we'd flail and we'd weep, and after 2,000 years, we would rest.